Hello, visit Epiphany Sexton, EPIPHANYSAXTON. Date of service is 12/15/2022. Date of birth 6/16/1980. Date of accident 12/28/2021. Patient reports the following. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports stiffness and pain in the neck to the tune of 8 and lower back pain. She missed a couple of appointments in the past, and she reported that her house was put on fire by somebody and she could not show up. She is doing physical therapy at Divine 2 times per week. She has had almost a year of physical therapy, and she is seeing a neurologist, Dr. N. Verma, with which she had a virtual consultation. Currently the pain level is 8, and she denies any shooting pain to the buttocks or the legs. No numbness and tingling are reported, and mid back pain is also not present. The neck pain is, and lower back pain only. ADLs are reported affected 8, work is affected 8, while mood, walking ability are 7, general activity and sleep is affected 6. 60% to 70% pains are now relieved with the conservative treatment that patient has had. She only came for only one epidural, no, sorry, she came for 2 epidural injections that have also helped her tremendously. In the system review, patient report that she has headaches that come and go, and they are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and when they come, they are present all day. They are associated usually with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, depression, loss of memory. But there is no major symptoms like vision disturbance, blackout, seizures, or any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back, along with stiffness. She had some pain in the shoulder as well. On the left side, some difficulty walking is also reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or any blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence, so the urine becomes a painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report, there are no changes in the pain level currently, but overall 70% improvement has happened since the time of accident. The patient reports no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse, none. Compliance is still, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 148/109, pulse is 105, pulse ox is 100. And rest of the exam is from previous visit of 11/3/2022, dictation number 1103-047. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue all the medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder and pain, Flexeril 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel for topical pain relief. She is provided with Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and 75 tablets for headaches, Gabapentin 600 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for radiculopathy and nerve healing, Tramadol 100 mg at night for pain relief. The maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Patient is provided a physical therapy once a week, and only after attending physical therapy evaluation recertification that has been ordered today, further therapy will continue, otherwise it will be discontinued. She is released to a light duty job, 8 hours per day for 6 days, and no lifting over 10 pounds and no other recommendations. Neuropsych evaluation was done, and that showed mild issues with the TBI. She should continue her therapy. An order for left shoulder MRI was done, but she never did it. And she can see a psychiatrist if there is tremendous amount of panic and depression. Otherwise, patient is stable. Thank you.